This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Report reveals Trump tax records.
It's totally fake news. Made up, fake.
Raging Northern California wildfire.
The whole house just went up in flames about 5 minutes ago.
Joe Montana intercepts kidnap attempt.
Bravo, Joe. What a guy to be able to pull that off.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. President Trump dismisses it as fake news. The New York Times report, based on information from tax records he's fought for years to keep private. It indicates he paid almost no federal income taxes recently, just $750 in 2016 and 17, and nothing at all in 10 out of 15 years before that. Here's CBS News White House correspondent Paula Reed.
President Trump denied a New York Times report that claims he only paid $750 in income tax in 2016 and 2017.
We went through the same stories. You could have asked me the same questions 4 years ago. I had to litigate this and talk about it. Totally fake news.
But when asked directly how much he did pay, Mr. Trump continued to tease the eventual release of his long-sought tax returns.
I look forward to releasing that. I look forward to releasing many things. I'm going to release many things, and people will be really shocked.
The New York Times obtained tax return data extending over more than two decades and found Mr. Trump paid lower taxes using questionable tactics, including a $72.9 million refund that is currently being audited by the IRS. While claiming losses for many of his namesake businesses, Mr. Trump has maintained a lavish lifestyle by taking tax deductions on what some people would consider personal expenses, including housing, aircraft, and $70,000 in hairstyling for television appearances. Even though President Trump vowed to no longer pursue any new business once elected, according to the New York Times, he made $73 million from foreign deals during his first 2 years in the White House. In a statement to CBS News, Alan Garten, an attorney for the Trump Organization, said, "The New York Times story is riddled with gross inaccuracies. Over the past decade, the president has paid tens of millions of dollars in personal taxes to the federal government."
Political correspondent Ed O'Keefe says it all comes ahead of tomorrow night's first presidential debate.
Within hours of that New York Times report, the Biden campaign was out with a new ad contrasting the tax burden of average working Americans with the $750 in income tax that the president paid. And they're also out with new campaign buttons that read, "I paid more income taxes than Donald Trump."
The White House is confident the Senate will act on President Trump's Supreme Court choice before the November election. Mr. Trump says it will happen very quickly. Chief of Staff Mark Meadows on Face the Nation says Judiciary Committee Chairman Lindsey Graham will open hearings in 2 weeks.
He is going to put forth a pretty aggressive schedule for hearings and markups. If all goes well, then certainly a vote on the floor sometime before the election.
Joe Biden says if Amy Coney Barrett is confirmed, the high court will likely deal the final blow to Obamacare.
This is about whether or not pre-existing conditions will be continued to be covered. This is about people's health care in the middle of a pandemic.
The Supreme Court is now a motivating factor for voters in two states. In our latest CBS News Battleground Tracker poll, Director of Elections Anthony Salvanto says the presidential race is tight in North Carolina and Georgia.
A majority of voters in both these states feel like it's made the election even more important, especially Democrats feeling that way.
Well, strong winds are pushing a wildfire in Northern California wine country. CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti says it started yesterday burning vineyards, threatening homes and a hospital.
The glass fire more than doubled in size as the sun went down Sunday, bearing down on the town of Deer park.
You could see the flames, and it was just really scary because it was just like a line of flames.
The area is home to some of Northern California's biggest wineries, which has seen multiple fires in recent years.
It almost seems like year after year after year.
It is becoming more of a norm. But this is the closest it's ever been for us.
High winds fueled the flames throughout the day, destroying decades-old wineries.
It's a cremation.
A federal judge has stopped a Trump administration order that would have banned the video-sharing app TikTok from smartphone app stores overnight. But a more comprehensive ban is still set to take hold in November. President Trump has voiced security concerns about TikTok. Mr. Trump's former campaign manager is in the news as we hear from CBS's Peter King in Orlando.
Brad Parscale has been hospitalized in South Florida. Fort Lauderdale police say his wife called for help because he had several guns and was threatening to hurt himself. Parscale is being held under Florida's Baker Act, which allows someone to be held for 72 hours if they're considered a threat to themselves or to others.
Parscale is still with the campaign in a lesser capacity. He was demoted after a Tulsa rally that was overhyped. For a fifth night, there was a protest march in Louisville over a grand jury's decision not to charge officers in the shooting death of Breonna Taylor. Separately, a 29-year-old Kentucky man was arrested with a gun. He's accused of requesting $30,000 on social media to shoot officers in Louisville. Heroics on the football field made Joe Montana a Hall of Famer and one of the best big-game quarterbacks in NFL history. But as CBS's Vicky Barker tells us, he made a play over the weekend that saved his 9-month-old grandchild in an apparent kidnap attempt.
Another win for the comeback kid.
All I can say really is bravo, Joe, because what a guy to be able to pull that off.
It happened Saturday when a female intruder entered Montana's Malibu home and grabbed his sleeping grandchild from her playpen. Montana's wife, Jennifer, managed to grab the child back from the woman who fled to a nearby home. Montana flagged down a passing cruiser and she was arrested. This neighbor was watching.
The next thing I saw, there was a lady being brought out with police officers and she was handcuffed.
The suspect's being held on suspicion of kidnapping and burglary. Montana's grandchild was unharmed.
Overseas, Uber won a legal bid to restore its operating license in London. It was pulled last year over safety issues. Former National Transportation Safety Board Chairman Mark Rosenkur has died. He served in the job under George W. Bush and later became our valued expert on safety for planes, trains, and automobiles. Mark was 74. He had brain cancer. Growers are warning of a possible pumpkin shortage in some places just in time for Halloween.
Fewer pumpkins are being harvested in the South and on the East Coast in large part because of excessive rainfall this year. Robert Naylor has been growing them for nearly 40 years.
There's no need to panic, but I think it's going to be tight, a tight market. Shortage, I don't know. Shortage is probably a little harsh of a word. I think the market's going to be tight for a good quality pumpkin.
Naylor expects the harvest of pumpkins on his farm in Fuquay, Varina, North Carolina, south of Raleigh, to be about half what it normally is. Jim Crisula, CBS News, Greensboro, North Carolina.
The Miami Heat eliminated the Boston Celtics to head to the NBA Finals in a showdown with the Los Angeles Lakers in a series that will get underway later on this week. Major League Baseball ended its shortened regular season yesterday. 8 teams in each league advanced to the playoffs. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
I'm Mo Rocca, and I'm excited to announce season 4 of my podcast, Mobituaries. I've got a whole new bunch of stories to share with you about the most fascinating people and things who are no longer with us. From famous figures who died on the very same day to the things I wish would die, like buffets. Listen to Mobituaries with Mo Rocca on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.